years. PJ Harvey came onto the scene in 1992 as an already fully realized musician, one who recognized early on the need as a woman in a male-dominated industry to be fully in control of the music that she makes. In fact, her first ever contract was reportedly written to allow PJ Harvey full artistic control. And her fiercely individual discography over that 30 years proves she's maintained it ever since. With her 1992 debut album, Dry, PJ Harvey burst on the scene with a primitive attack from post-punk guitar and blues rock. The album itself was an assault on feminine conventions and expectations. It's music that is shockingly raw, and it is music that just launches PJ Harvey. So with that, let's celebrate PJ Harvey going back to 1992 with her album Dry. Here is PJ Harvey battling feminine conventions and expectations with her song Dress.
Dress.
celebrating the trailblazing spirit of PJ Harvey here on Girly So Groovy, plus the musicians and bands that feel that PJ Harvey's opened doors for them. One such case is New York City garage punk band, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Karen O has often cited PJ Harvey as a musical influence. We heard the song Black Tongue. That is from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs debut album, Fever to Tell. When I put it out on social media about recommendations for trailblazing artists, Detroit via Australia punk rock musician Elspeth Tremblay of Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment reached out to suggest PJ Harvey in addition to a number of other fantastic trailblazers. But I really, when Elspeth Tremblay had said it, I had a moment where I'm like, yeah, I get it. I hear PJ Harvey in the music that you make. And it just made a perfect sense to include Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment in the opening of our hour-long celebration of PJ Harvey. Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment have a brand new album out called Iconoclastic. It's available on Bandcamp. We heard the opening song, Backseat, from Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment. And then, of course, we kicked off the second hour with PJ Harvey, reaching back over 30 years now to her 1992 debut album, Dry. We heard the song Dress. One other way that PJ Harvey, especially as a female musician, is a trailblazer is that she built a 30-year career based on keeping press at arm's length. When she first came on the scene in 1992, PJ Harvey almost had a near nervous breakdown based on the press's unapologetic stance of getting into her life, asking her questions about relationships and sexual practices, just simply based on the music that she was writing. They wanted PJ Harvey to dissect as a woman everything she meant sexually in the music that she makes. Ever since that moment, ever since that breakdown, PJ Harvey has decided to control the media the way she wants and is approaching the music as a pure artist. PJ Harvey's stance is that she will never discuss the lyrics, that it is up to us, the audience, to determine what we think the songs mean to us, the listeners. And she also feels that she brings interpretations through the vocals that she delivers. A perfect example of that is the influences and vocals she used for writing her standout 1995 album, To Bring You My Love. That album is absolutely drenched in swamp rock, both in style and vocals. And that's where we go to next here on the celebration of PJ Harvey.
Bring you my love, to bring you my love.
We're celebrating the groundbreaking work of PJ Harvey while also honoring those bands and musicians who've had careers because of PJ Harvey. One such act is the Anglo-American duo The Kills. They have often cited PJ Harvey with her swampy blues rock influence on the music that they make as garage punk duo The Kills. We heard the song No Wow. That's the opening song and title track to The Kills' sophomore album, No Wow. And then, of course, we started the set going back to 1995 with PJ Harvey's standout breakout album in North America, To Bring You My Love, with the opening track, title track, To Bring You My Love from PJ Harvey. Lots more of this coming up in the last half hour of the program. More PJ Harvey, plus a number of bands and musicians influenced by her. One of the ways that PJ Harvey is a groundbreaking artist is the fact that she is a constant student. And what I mean by that, with 10 studio albums now under her belt, 2 Mercury Prizes, the prestigious UK award. She won it for the 2000 album Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, and then again in 2011 for Let England Shake. It is the only time in the history of the prestigious award that a musician has won it twice. PJ Harvey could be forgiven for resting on her laurels with acknowledgements and awards like that, but she's an eternal student, forever fine-tuning her craft. When she was a teenager, she taught herself to play guitar by ear. For her 2007 album, White Chalk, she learned to play the piano from scratch. She writes daily. She's alert to global affairs. She pours hours of historical research into the last 3 albums that she makes. And it is this really, you know, the DIY ethic, I think, the punk spirit that has launched her career and sustained her career for 30 years. And the idea that as an artist, she is willing to always be the student is what helps keep her current, yet groundbreaking and trailblazing. So more of that up next with PJ Harvey here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh, no cities to love.